KGUM AM. Hagutnya Guam. News Talk K57.
The food we eat, the lifestyle we live, and chemicals from our modern society are driving a global health crisis. Serious health problems are now at epidemic proportions on Guam. Over the past 10 years, health problems from cancer to Alzheimer's to diabetics, even autism, are all shown to be increasing at alarming rates, really impacting every family. With proper diet, nutrition, and an understanding of how the body works, we can minimize our risk, giving you the opportunity to live a healthier, happier, and longer life. At Island Strong, we provide the tools and resources to help you take charge of your own health. To find out more, visit islandstrong.com. Stop by our office next door to Megabyte in Timuning or call 648-9355 to speak to a wellness coach. Learn to live well with Island Strong. That's 648-9355. Smoojow Community School has listened closely to Superintendent John Fernandez's call to action and is committed to being an advocate for education. Smoojow offers a credit recovery program and an advancement program where students who are lacking credits or are interested in graduating early may attend Smoojow to gain those credits from a six-year WASC accredited school that can transfer those credits into the student's district school. Parents, please check your child's counselor and take control of your child's education by sending them to Smoojow to recover those credits that will guarantee the student will graduate with their class or graduate early. Smoojow is located in Agaña next to the Attorney General's old office building at 297 West O'Brien Drive in a three-story blue building. Call 475-9276 for more information. That's 475-9276. It's all. The most unique place on Guam to visit is Jess Pirate's Cove, located in Ipan Talafofo on Route 4, right on a beautiful Windward Beach. The menu is full of wonderful culinary delights, including Jess' famous Chamorro Fiesta Plate. Always remember that Jeff hosts a wonderful Mother's and Father's Day, along with a tantalizing Thanksgiving and a Christmas buffet. Take a tour of Jess Pirate's Cove's unique local museum and keep an eye out for treasure. Yokoi, Guam's own 28-year survivor of World War II, is featured as a main attraction, showing his last 10 days on Guam and how he lived in the jungle. Jeff opens up Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Folks, unbelievable. Start off with breakfast, Jose's Mexican omelet, and for lunch, hearty sandwiches with your choice of a fresh garden salad, French fries, red rice, or white rice with Jeff's world-famous finadini. 16-ounce porterhouse steaks, deep-fried, or grilled local catch, jumbo deep-fried shrimp, deep-fried seafood platter, my personal favorite. Then on to Jeff's Mediterranean Greek menu with a gyro platter, another personal favorite, Greek salad, and a list of appetizers that will only increase your appetite. Come to Jeff's Pirate's Cove, open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday. We're talking 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Whoa. And don't forget, 789-8646. When you get there, a big banner, and it'll bring it out. Curb service. Well, we'll see you there. It's a quiet, moonlit night, and you're standing on a beautiful white sandy beach, the sand still warm under your feet from the sun's rays of the day. A gentle breeze is blowing through the palm trees, and it softly caresses your face and body. The moon is full, and the shimmering pale white moonlight showers you with its powerful moon energy as moonbeams dance upon the ebony water surrounding you. As you walk along the beach, with the waves gently kissing your feet and the ocean singing to you, you look to the heavens and you see the most wondrous, brilliant star. As you gaze upon this twinkling star, you see it suddenly fall into the water, and in a flash of light, a beautiful, perfect dolphin emerges from that very spot. And in an instant, your heart and mind know that this magical being came to you from the heavens above. The dolphin calls in language not of words, but of the heart. It is an easy, joyous communication, welcoming you to approach and enter the water. Excitingly, you do so, finding the water warm and soothing. As you greet one another and you look into the dolphin's eyes, you see the universe itself reflected there. You feel at peace and love. It is a union and a reunion. You remember, and you're connected. Such joy and love you have for your new friend and guide. You take hold of the dolphin's fin, and she gently swims with you. You feel totally safe and protected as you both now go beneath the surface of the water, deeper and deeper and deeper. How beautiful this underwater world is. You could stay here forever, surrounded by colored fish, coral, sea, and plant life of every description. And in the distance, you see a crystal cave just for you. You and your guide effortlessly glide toward this cave, so inviting. And as you enter the cave, you find it has many, many rooms of many colors. Red, orange, purple, green, blue, yellow. Each is healing, and you choose the color you need. Or you may choose to visit each room, like a sponge, absorbing the vibration, the energy of all the beautiful colors. You may stay here as long as you wish. And when you're ready to leave, you see that your dolphin friend has been patiently waiting for you, and she now accompanies you to the surface. You float silently upward and upward and upward and emerge from the water healed and whole. You bid farewell to each other, thanking this magnificent celestial being for her love and energy and for this healing journey. And in your heart, you know that she will always, always be with you. Welcome. Edge of Heaven, talk show on metaphysics every Friday. Metaphysics is that area of philosophy which concerns itself with the nature and structure of reality, dealing with such questions as, are the objects we perceive real or an illusion? Does the external world exist apart from our consciousness of it? Is reality ultimately reducible to a single underlying substance? And if so, is it essentially spiritual or material? Is the universe intelligible and orderly, or incomprehensible and chaotic? That's a polarity, I think. What do you think, Mr. Ujoa? We got some heavy-duty polarities going on right now. Mm-hmm. Some kind of extremes. It's something that we can only pray for, right? That, you know, it comes out, you know, the way it's supposed to, no doubt. So we're in Lam Lam. This is the month of lightning in the Chamorro lunar 13-month calendar, and already today out there in the ocean it was popping and popping, and you know, something. Yeah, man, we're right on schedule.
A lot of thunderstorms. Huh?
A lot of thunderstorms. Yeah, quite the majestic beasts that they are, right? So, in yourself, do as much good for as many people as possible kind of thought, right? You know, getting to where you help people, and you, just in your job, you know, protecting. If you're chasing the birds away, or if you're, you know, making sure the snakes aren't around, or if you're taking care of some of the invasive species that have emerged, in this thought, it takes a lot of energy, you know, to continue these kind of thoughts. You know, there's an interesting thing about people and what their energy levels are. Now, how about you and yourself? Do you have anything that you consciously do to try to raise your energy level, or do you just feel that relaxed and that you're in tune? And so,
well, yeah, it's everybody's energy rises and flow with their body clocks and everything like that. But the point is your mental state really affects how your energy is what you call balanced. Because if your mental state is very chaotic, then of course that affects your energy level. If you're in poor health, that affects your energy level. So the proper thing is to try to get everything in balance as much as you can with rest and everything else. So to me, the most important thing other than the physical health thing with your body is your mental state.
Okay.
Because that affects a lot of people's energy on where it's focused and how much energy they may have to fight infections or whatever.
Right. But not only that, in the metaphysical sense, mm-hmm. you know, where their mind is in the aspect of higher consciousness.
In the metaphysical sense, it helps by strengthening your aura. Your aura strengthens everything in
right.
your physical body. So
right.
that's one thing about your energy system, is to be aware of it, to be in tune with your body enough to know when you feel that energy that is coming in. And if your energy, your mental state affects that or not, notice it. If you notice your mental state is joyful or sad or bad attitude, or, you know, someone made you angry, how does that affect your body? Be in tune with your body to see how it affects your mental state and vice versa. If you're always in pain, that'll also affect your mental state. So it's a balance. It's a matter of balancing everything out and work using common sense logic on how to fix what ails you, so to speak.
And in the balance act, right? You know, that's what we see wellness and we see illness.
Right.
You know, that's what, you know, we kind of, you know, end up, you know, you read what people go through, you know, in their last days, you know.
Yeah, especially this era of COVID, you know.
Yeah.
It's immunity system is very important. So this only makes you more aware of when you see all these people wearing masks and stuff. What is your immunity
right.
state?
I sold my stock in DayQuil and NyQuil. Nobody's getting sick anymore. we're all undercover, right? No more hugs.
So, you know, that it's just a matter of it's to know that your body is not just a physical body. You also have a spiritual side and a mental side. And that is how you should balance it.
And the spiritual side has to rise above this humanness. It's oftentimes where the humanness will try to pull the spiritual side down and not let it, you know.
Yeah, because your spirit bloom. Having a human experience.
Right. And so, and so in that light, though, to develop that thought, you know, into the aspect of dealing with things here on the third dimension that we see in higher consciousness as pretty strange. You know, in how people deal with each other, right? Or this whole law of nature, right? You know, survival fittest.
You're leading me into my favorite topic.
Well, there we go. See, we're moving that way. Yeah. So you know, you see it. It's an interesting thing because you have when they do that, the ancient aliens and all these things on the History Channel, that they also often say, well, where's Zeus? What happened to Zeus? Zeus was the man, right? I mean, everybody knew that Zeus and all this was what was your belief systems.
Yeah.
And then, is belief system stands for BS?
Depends on how you look at
Depends
it.
Depends on how you look at it, yeah, right.
What is your perception on
yeah.
that? Because to other people it is BS, to other people it is not.
Well, that's, again, the polarities of what we see. But, that's me going off. I don't know. I try to put it. But the thing that we really have to, I think our strength is understanding these things as they're happening. Oftentimes, that's not what happens.
To understand things as they're happening,
you have
to stay in the now.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's the present moment.
Right. And in higher consciousness, right. you do. Your humanness is roaming, right, you know, in time.
Why?
Well, because they're involved in time. Now, the uniqueness of Guam, I figured this out about Guam. Guam is so cool because Guam is like a day ahead, or what, 14 hours or something like that ahead. So there's no time here. You're in a la-la land out here. Because I remember when they used to have the soap operas, and the soap opera would end on a Friday, but we wouldn't get it until the next Friday. It was a week later. So Lottie Stone Travel, I think Mrs. Santos, had a direct line that told what was happening on that Friday's soap opera, and then she would get all these calls from people asking about what happened. Amazing. Amazing, you know, how this, where we were. So I realized pretty early on that we're not in any kind of time. Tomorrow time, right, is the officials. But to realize that because we're ahead, we're not really connected. We're in a different spot. So it's that's been real easy for me to leave the third dimensional self, but just go right into the fifth dimension and the ascension, where you're the higher consciousness.
Yeah, it's good you brought that up, because it brings to mind that we are ahead.
Right.
Which means if you are going with the linear aspect of time, then you are ahead of most time travelers.
Right.
Which means if you are at the forefront of the time, then you are the one setting
right.
the reality. So
right.
to speak.
Like I can tell people in California what the weather is going
right.
to be. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, it depends on how you look at it. Right?
Yeah, no, good. Yeah, no, that's why I think this uniqueness about where we are in the Marianas, right? You know, I mean, to get the word out to people to realize coming from the Marianas is the relationship with what we have in third dimensional, of course, because we have physical bodies.
Yeah, but it also ties in with islanders. Islanders have a
different
concept
sense of time.
Of time,
right?
That is more laid back than other more Western culture
right,
time
right, right.
Civilization, so to speak.
Right.
So they're more laid back, they're more in the now, they're more in the present moment, as most indigenous people are.
Right.
Because they live off the moon and the sun and nature and all of that.
Yeah.
So they're more in the now moment. Their concept of time actually is one reason probably why their attitudes and their culture is a lot more hospitality-wise,
right.
a lot better than other cultures.
The welcoming to the table.
Right.
Sure. No, that's always, you know, in my, you know, revelation here, of course, and seeing that. But the uniqueness of Guam metaphysically is there's so many people who are in higher consciousness, who have reached this, you know, the fifth dimensional reality, and they really see our politics as such entertainment. And we pay so much for it, you know? Yeah. But it's so entertaining, you know, this and that, this and that, this and that, you know? And it fills our newspapers, and it gives us a purpose, right, in this dimension. But with the time thing, the nice thing is about us, you know, we're not in the States or L.A. or Phoenix or Miami or St. Louis or anywhere where there's this time. We got a certain time. This movie's going to be on a certain time, this or that, this or that, this or that. Here, we're a day ahead, so we get it later.
Yeah, plus we have that laid-back island mentality, too.
Right, but the thing about it is the time. So you can skip the time, and you can go right into the fifth dimension.
Right.
You don't want to get trapped in time.
That's why you stay in the now moment.
That's why you stay in the now moment, absolutely. And in that now moment, you're right there face-to-face.
Right, and you can always catch yourself if you're pasting or futuring, I call it that.
Right.
Are you worried about something, or are you anticipating something?
Right.
If you're doing one or the other, you're not in the now moment.
Right.
Yeah.
The idea is to be in the now moment even and think about preparing.
Yeah.
You're in the now moment preparing for the moment of throwing the rope off the dock.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's that to get to that point where, you know, the what you have to do to prepare for the moment of leaving the dock and going out.
Another analogy I use is to go with the flow. If you're going with the flow, if you're just behind the flow, if you like you as a sailing guy, if you're right behind the flow, you're going to be out of sync. If you're in front of the flow, you're going to be out of sync as well. But if you're right in that flow, in that sweet spot,
you are
going with the flow. Right?
And that sweet spot is really felt when you're sailing.
That's the now moment.
Yeah.
That sweet spot is the now moment.
And that now moment, you prepare for that moment as you prepare for every moment. In thought, but it all happens in the revelation of the now, that's what you're doing in the now, as opposed to you know, just going, oh man, good old days, man, when I was in college, that was a good old days, you know. That's a problem, because, you know, if it's not today, you're in big trouble. If it's not right now, you're in big trouble.
Well, that's what movies are for.
As a pasting, right?
That's what movies are for. It's an escape, right? So when you are watching a good movie, for instance, you're in the now moment of that escape.
Right.
But you are sort of pasting, you know, because you are, what do you call, reliving an experience that is not actually in the now moment as far as what's actually on the screen.
Right, like Turner Broadcasting. Yeah.
I mean, you may be living the emotional experience and the intellectual experience, but it's sort of an illusion.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. That's what this balance is.
That's why it's called an escape.
Yeah, no, sure. And imaginative, so, you know, I mean, it's when you're really relaxed, you know, you kind of close your eyes, you can go into theta and have a little bit of a dream activity and then come back and kind of go back and forth, you know, kind of dazing off, right? But kind of controlled in that sense to get an idea about, you know, these other parallel kind of universes that are going on.
Well, that's a good question, Rand. If you are meditation, are you escaping from reality?
Well, see, that's this polarity. You know, when you go into meditation, you definitely ascend to the fifth dimension. And that's where you want to spend as much time as possible. But because we're on a third dimensional plane, we only meditate for 20 minutes or an hour or something, like, because we got to get back to... you know, getting dog food, or you got to go get the, you know.
Yeah, you got to get back to the beta level.
Yeah, you got to get back to the beta level. Absolutely. You know, it's, see, the thing about it is, the cool thing about that is, that's the Zen. You cut the lawn, you wash the dishes, you do the laundry, because when you're enlightened, before you're enlightened, you chop the wood and carry the water. And then after you're enlightened, you chop the wood and carry the water. So this is something, but you do. You can do it during affirmations. You can do it the moments of the thoughts. You know, one of the things I like to do now, and where we are, you know, down on the beach, is remember those John Belushi moves, where he like runs and stops, and then he looks either way, right? Then he runs and stops and looks either way. You know, it's such a crazy move, right? And the other one is Uncle Toting. Joe Cunningham. The way he walked, he bounced when he walked, right? He bounced. So that's something. You know, you can do these kind of things, right? You know, to kind of live or make the moment. To the fullest. But, you know, it's oftentimes we think, oh, I wish I could have done that, or I wish I could have done this wish, or I should have spent more time with them, or this or that. But if you have that revelation in the now, then you just go do it. Then it becomes right now.
Yeah.
You know, that. But procrastinators would probably have a problem with that, because in the belief of okay, I'm going to get this done, but you don't get it done. You know, but it's something that you prepare to get done, but it just doesn't get done. It gets procrastinated because there's something else that you see that you have to in your time take care of. And so this is an interesting thing, because that's how oftentimes people in their mindsets about how they deal with themselves and how they say, well, I want to do this. I want to exercise. Doesn't happen. I want to start eating well or better. Doesn't happen. Or, and then so what happened in that aspect, because we're seeing people now who are getting really depressed. We're seeing people who aren't meeting their own expectations because of they can transference. Oh, I'm blaming the government, or I'm blaming the governor, or I'm blaming the senators, or I'm blaming the police.
The poor me aspect.
The poor me. Yeah, I'm blaming everybody for my situation of where we are. Yeah, and you know we see these things like the real poor. A woman, you know, you can tell she's kind of in rags and stuff like that, and she's offering the apple to you, you know, or she's offering you, giving you her last $5 or whatever. And those are always amazing scenes about how easy it is for people who don't have anything to give something, right? It's a real phenomena in this hierarchy of humanness. But, you know, to get back to where we, you know, are trying to have people understand, to get into the fifth dimension is easy. It's so easy. Like what you say, through meditation, nature, there's no time, holding a grandchild's hand and going for a walk, and then take it to the doing the dishes, take it to doing the laundry, take it to this, yeah. All these things.
One way I like to look at it is, I very much like Krishnamurti philosophy.
Okay.
And his way of saying this is just be aware of who you are. Pay attention.
There we are. Full detail.
Pay attention to detail. Yeah. Behind the thoughts.
Right.
You are not your thoughts. You are that awareness.
Right.
You are that presence.
Right.
Of you don't even have any thoughts, but you still are aware of your presence, right?
Right.
So who is it that is thinking the thoughts is who you really are.
Right, that's the higher consciousness.
Yeah, that's the higher fifth.
Right, and trying to have you get synchronize.
And when
what's
you
going
get
on.
To that realization, I wouldn't call it level, but if you get to that realization, okay, then that is when fear and love become more clear.
Right.
Because now you are aware.
Right.
Of the energy involved.
And everything around you. And that's the thing that people have to wake up to, because that's the struggle. And most of the time, what stops you is your ego.
Yeah, because you're not paying attention
right.
anymore. Your ego's paying attention to its own existence, to its own pleasure, pain aspect of itself, which is, an ego is basically just your concept of thoughts that you were born with.
Right.
And that you encourage in your mindset
right.
since
right.
birth.
And who you think you is in the mirror,
who
right?
you think you are, yeah. And you identify with your body.
Right.
So if you can get beyond that ego aspect by saying, who is thinking these thoughts?
Right.
Who is it? It's that awareness that is you.
Right.
It's that consciousness that is your essence that
right.
is thinking those thoughts.
Right.
Get in touch with that aspect of your being, because everyone has it. Everyone can get in touch with it. And once you do that, then fear and love energies become clearer to you.
So you just got to name it.
Yeah.
If it, once you name it, that seems to clutch, you know, because otherwise it can be a very vague, you know, thought. But if you name your higher consciousness, there you go.
Well, yeah, but also...
Right, St. Edward?
Huh?
St. Edward, right?
Oh, yeah. But like say you're in the twilight zone right before you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Right? Are you thinking any thoughts? Or are you just aware?
Just falling, right?
Yeah, you're just falling already. You're just aware. Well, who is it that is aware?
Right.
That is the real you.
Right, absolutely. And name that real you, folks. We're going to listen to the KGM. We're going to jump into the big news here and just listen to the good news.
KGUM AM Hagatnya Guam News Talk K57. News Talk K57 Radio that makes you think.
Food we eat, the lifestyle we live, and chemicals from our modern society are driving a global health crisis. Serious health problems are now at epidemic proportions on Guam. Over the past 10 years, health problems from cancer to Alzheimer's to diabetics, even autism, are all shown to be increasing at alarming rates, really impacting every family. With proper diet, nutrition, and an understanding of how the body works, we can minimize our risk, giving you the opportunity to live a healthier, happier, and longer life. At Island Strong, we provide the tools and resources to help you take charge of your own health. To find out more, visit islandstrong.com. Stop by our office next door to Megabyte in Timuning or call 648-9355 to speak to a wellness coach. Learn to live well with Island Strong at 648-9355. 6 weeks now. Sick once, Bob Mickey was first to lie. Wooden ships on the water there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Osmujao Community School has listened closely to Superintendent John Fernandez's call to action and is committed to being an advocate for education. Osmujao offers a credit recovery program and an advancement program where students who are lacking credits or are interested in graduating early may attend Osmujao to gain those credits from a six-year WASC accredited school that can transfer those credits into the student's district school. Parents, please check your child's counselor and take control of your child's education by sending them to Osmujao to recover those credits that will guarantee the student will graduate with their class or graduate early. Osmujao is located in Agaña next to the Attorney General's old office building at 297 West O'Brien Drive in a three-story blue building. Call 475-9276 for more information. That's 475-9276. The most unique place on Guam to visit is Jess Pirates Cove, located in Ipan Talafofo on Route 4 right on a beautiful Windward Beach. The menu is full of wonderful culinary delights, including Jess' famous Chamorro Fiesta Plate. Always remember that Jeff hosts a wonderful Mother's and Father's Day, along with a tantalizing Thanksgiving and a Christmas buffet. Take a tour of Jess Pirates Cove's unique local museum and keep an eye out for treasure. Yokoi, Guam's own 28-year survivor of World War II, is featured as a main attraction, showing his last 10 days on Guam and how he lived in the jungle. Jeff opens up Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Folks, start out with breakfast, Jose's Mexican omelet. And for lunch, hearty sandwiches with your choice of a fresh garden salad, French fries, red rice, or white rice with just world-famous finadini, 16-ounce porterhouse steaks, deep-fried or grilled local catch, jumbo, deep-fried shrimp, deep-fried seafood platter, my personal favorite. Then on to Jeff's Mediterranean Greek menu with a gyro, another personal favorite. Greek salad and a list of appetizers that will only increase your appetite. And don't forget about Jose's variety of Mexican tacos. Come to Jeff's Pirates Cove, open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Folks, 789-8646. For orders to go, drive up, curb service, 789-8646, and out it comes. We'll see you there. You are my treasure. You are my treasure. You are my treasure. Jackie DeShannon, right? That's your new favorite song, right?
Is he? Yes, sir.
There you go. Yeah, cool, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very heartwarming, you know, because it's so true. It's so true. Love, man, got to put hate down in the Marianas
it's
Trench.
The state of our being.
Yes, absolutely. It all started with a kiss, folks. you know, once you kind of realize that, that's pretty cool. And then, you know, The Matrix, I love that scene where you know, the duplicate guys are shooting him, and he goes against the wall inside that place, right? And they just keep blasting him, you know, and he just starts sliding down the wall. And, you know, sweetheart is there on the spaceship, and he's like twitching, you know, he's on his way out. And she goes, oh, the Oracle told me that, you know, I love the one. And then she gives him that big kiss, man. And then bang, man, he's in the Matrix, right? He's just energy to the fullest, right? You know, he can absorb it and move it and do whatever he has to do with it. But it all came from the kiss, folks. That's where it emerges from. So when you think about that, you know, throughout the world and where we are in our senses and what it is, it's important to get into this fifth dimensional sense. You know, people have near-death experiences. They'll have high adventure crises, some, you know.
Well, I think the main thing everybody's usually worried about nowadays is uncertainties. The uncertainty because of the economic problem.
And what's going to be rolling out. Right, yeah, no. Right. And all the more reason to get into higher consciousness.
Exactly, because can you live with uncertainty with your life? Can you trust God or the universe or whatever you want to call it, yourself even, to provide for you, to give you a way out of any situation you're placed in, you know?
And right.
That is the whole point, is can you trust the universe enough to trust yourself to respond to every challenge?
Right. And the responding is the higher consciousness. The reacting is the humanness, right, as differentiation. But, you know, when you think about it, the only way you're going to be able to deal with this chaos is to be in higher consciousness, in a survival mode, if nothing else, you know, because your essence is forever, you live forever, have all the knowledge of the universe.
Yeah, another way to say it is to live without the fear.
To live without the fear,
yeah. Because when you're in uncertainty,
right,
one of humanity's biggest fears is the fear of the unknown.
Right.
So uncertainty is one big unknown, right?
Right. Well, that's where you flip it. And, you know, right. I love you, uncertainty. You know, give it to me, you sweetheart. You know, that's that great thing from Forrest Gump. You know, Lieutenant Dan, he's up on top of that mast when there's a hurricane in the Gulf, you know. is this all you got? Right? Or the other one, the great Marlon Brando movie and Lee Marvin. It was a... was it Born to Be Wild or no? I don't know. No, but where they're motorcycle guys, right? They're, you know, they go into this town. It's all black and white, and born losers. I don't know, but anyway, what happens is, you know, these guys grab Marlon Brando and they get him in the garage, you know, and they're holding him, you know, the townsfolk, and they're pounding on him, right? You know, and he looks at the guy and he goes, "Hey, man, my old man hit me harder than that," you know. Yeah. And I was watching that the show that was Jolie. She did I think she directed it, Unbroken or something like that, where it's a story. It's in this Italian kid. He's a runner. He runs one of the fastest laps, and then he's on an airplane and it crashes, and he stays, you know, almost 30 some days out on the water, but he's captured by the Japanese. And then that part, I don't want to watch anymore, right? Because he's going to start getting wackoed, right, by the Japanese. So to show that he's unbroken, you know, in this this thing, it's you know, I get to a certain point with certain things I just don't want to put in my head, right? You know, and because I'm in control of that, no doubt, you know. So that's something that I feel comfortable with. I notice, you know, that when you look at like scary movies, you know, some people are really addicted. They really like scary movies. They like these kind of adrenaline rushes, no doubt. Mm-hmm. You know, and the getting scared and having this, as opposed to some of like Stephen King's subtle ways of doing the same thing. But it's an amazing thing that section of our world, the horror stories, you know, the Freddies, this emerges. It's and then of course we have our own wars. I mean, hello, you know. I mean, that's just goes on. Mm-hmm. So, what's more drastic, you know, that? And then I saw Patton. Now here's Patton, you know, this guy who's reincarnated. You know, he's been all these, you know, Alexander the Great, you know, this and that. That's where I was, you know, during that battle, you know, on and on, you know, as to how his ego was in his own thought, you know, that he was, in fact, you know, these great warriors. And to be left out of a World War II maneuver or something like that was unforgivable. He wouldn't do that. That's why, he lost his ball game. Because of what he was doing then, and then the thing with the Russians, you know, so the two Russians, they're faced, you know, it's like they've won the war and they're, now they're facing each other at the big dinner, the big banquet, you know, and the guy in charge of the Russian group, and then the interpreters, you know, saying, okay, well, we're going to have a toast, you know, will we toast to each other? And Patton said, no, tell him, you know, kind of SOB, you know, I never, you know, he's, you know, like, I hate the guy, right? You know, you cannot say, and the interpreter said, no, I can't say that to him. And he says, no, say it. Right. So he did, you know, so the guy gets really angry, you know, he looks at you, so that was what he said. So then they both laugh at each other. So we'll toast to our hatred, or we'll toast to this or that, you know. But it was interesting because, you know, how it, they still toasted. Right. But the understanding of how they had, which is so important, you know, in this polarity thing. Because the polarities are so, I mean, the Cold War, hello, what a polarity that was, you know, the whole a Marxist communism, you know, against capitalism, you know, and the threat to each one, you know, the capitalists are devils, the communists are devils, and how...
Well, we're repeating history again, aren't we?
Well, absolutely. Once you're in that loop, once you're in that humanist loop, you have to get out of it. You have to rise above it. And everybody is. It's just a struggle for some people because of this ascension. The ascension's going on, folks. Everybody's having the effects. It's just how you're going to deal with it. And that entails...
Well, yeah, that's a good point you're bringing up here, because I think the way you get out of this loop is awakening.
Yeah.
The awakening.
Right.
Because if you are not awake and you keep listening to the standard establishment or the media thing that... narrative or whatever it is, you're still going to be asleep, right?
Right.
So how are you going to get out of this slumber, if you want to call it that?
Right.
Is to be starting to get awake.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if the things that are happening now, the ascension process is waking people up.
Right.
That's why you will notice that with all this riot in the political sphere, for instance, with the riots and stuff, that's waking up certain people. Police brutality, that's waking up certain people. Hypocrisy in the government is waking up certain people. The differences between Democrats and Republican and the establishment level, there's really not much difference. So these things are starting to become more aware to more and more people that they are waking up to this process of what narratives are being pushed and how we are being herded, if you want to call it that.
You know, I think we got Dion. We got Dion on the line, right? Okay. Hey, miss, we've been trying to get a hold of you. We sent two drones and three pigeons, and here you are. Thank you.
I sent you a text.
Well, you sent me a text. Don't send me a text. When I'm sitting here on air and I'm going to open up a text, you know,
I couldn't get through. Nobody was answering the phone.
Well, no. When you tried to call? Well, it was
I tried to call in earlier.
Well, before the show started?
No, it was after the show started.
Oh, you mean Izzy wouldn't pick up? Oh,
wow.
Izzy. Oh, man. Well, I'm glad
he went to the restroom.
Oh, he went to the restroom. Oh, man. Okay. Anyway, good to hear your voice.
Yeah. How's everybody?
Well,
all right. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. We're on this lockdown thing.
And the census. You're doing census still, right?
Oh, well, no. We're all shut up. And we're at 75%, which is, you know, pretty good.
Pretty good? Okay.
Yeah. So
when's the last day? The 15th or something?
Anyhow, Joni Petrie has some really interesting things to say about September.
Now you got to explain who Joni Petrie is.
Oh, she is this Vedic astrologer that I like
to follow. Right. Yeah, it's my favorite too.
Her site is, let's see, Galactic Center with Joni Petrie. It's Galactic Center. And what she has to say about this month is, brace yourself, really. You know, we're ending the, she says we're ending the, getting nearer to the end of the coronavirus pandemic as the month of September brings some much needed relief, but we're not seeing that on island. But this is more, she's also stateside. She says by the end of September, both Jupiter and Saturn will turn direct. And, you know, Jupiter is the planet of good things, you know, of big events. And Rahu and Ketu will leave where they've been, and they're going into Taurus and Scorpio, which is a much, much needed relief because they've been in Gemini and Sagittarius. So we're going to have some calmer in a way, because she also says that Mars will take the center stage as it turns retrograde, and so she says in the way she interprets this, is that we're going to have more uprising, because the energy, you know, is like you said, it's all getting we're that higher frequency vibrational energy. Those cosmic rays are hitting us, and it's changing us.
Yeah,
you know, we're going to go from Homo sapiens to Homo luminous.
Yeah, awakening luminous. Process happening.
And it's going to take a while.
Well, that's the ascension.
But, you know, we're going through these times right now where people are awakening. They are, you know, if you turn off your mainstream media and go to some other site.
Yeah,
there's a lot of amazing stuff out
there. Right. No, and that's happening just as much as and some people are struggling with it, you know, but everybody's going to have the experience. It's just to what is going to be their awakening, as Steve
there's
so eloquently.
There's also another amazing event. The day before, on November 2nd, there's a comet, there is an asteroid zooming toward us. And on the day before the presidential election, it's at its closest point.
That'd be interesting.
And the object is known as 2018 VP1. It's predicted to come closest to Earth on November 2nd.
Okay, well, that's when everybody gets out their AK-47 and does something really good for it, right? Shoots that thing right out of the sky.
Yeah, and the asteroids are usually a symbol of things to come. So, you know, they can bring extreme changes, which is kind of interesting.
Well, I hope it's. I mean, you know, the only thing I project, of course, is unconditional love. You know, and thanking Mother Nature and the Lord for that. But you know, you just have to project these really positive thoughts. And Guam, you know, is where we are. We were talking earlier about we just skipped the fourth dimension because there's no time here because we're way ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it la-la land when it comes to time. So fifth dimensional, you know, sense, you say hello to somebody here in Guam, they respond in a happy, well-meaning manner, right? You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's what we're looking for.
I just say hello to me, and I always respond.
Yeah, no.
You know, I'm always, hey, hi, how
No, absolutely. No, that's the way of the islands, again, like, what, you know, nobody. The interesting thing is, you know, what I've always fought is this, you don't speak to strangers. I go, excuse me, where do you think you are? Anybody walks by you in any kind of proximity, you greet them, say, hello, hi. Hi, good morning, good afternoon. You greet them because that's, you know, there's sense. And but you know, this don't talk to strangers stuff is not part of this culture.
Based on fear. That's
yeah.
Right.
Oh no,
that's
absolutely.
Based on fear, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And well, one of the things it does say with this Gandanta, which is when planets are Mars and Ketu, that Mars is that they. She says that. Planets, well, they're in the last degrees. When a planet starts out, it retrograde, it starts in the 29 degrees. And Gandanta usually means, like, flooding, but there was another word she used for it. And so they're expecting extreme weather this year.
Well, that's what they've said about the hurricane season in the Gulf or
yeah,
in that part of the world, in the States.
Worldwide.
Worldwide,
yeah. This is not us.
Everybody except here.
Yeah. Extremes in weather, fires around the world. K2 will be in Gondonta most of this month. And so, but then she went in, she went on to say that during this, she went, you know, into prayer and asked, What was the message of this? I mean, you know, we've got this extreme weather, and we've got things growing out of control. She says there's going to be more rioting. She says so. She went into prayer and asked, "What was the message?" And what she got was gratitude, to be grateful.
To be grateful, yeah. Well, that's
to be grateful.
Yeah.
You know, look at this and look at the world around you and
sure.
be grateful.
Yeah,
and
no, absolutely.
It was like amazing, and she said it took her a couple of days because she had to meditate on it. Grateful, how can I be grateful? You know, and then it hit her.
Right.
Well, of course, you know.
Right.
This is.
Well, that's what that higher consciousness, you know, because you know that polarity of whatever's going wrong, you know, you still ascend because of it, so you're grateful of the ascension, and then the nice part about it is that once you get into that grateful state. Then you go into the state of grace, and the state
right.
of grace is like, you know, you're like Fred Astaire, dude, you know.
Oh, no, grace takes you right up.
Dayon, you've heard of Nesera, right?
N-E-S-E-R.
Yeah. It would seem like this coming year 2021 might be the time that might get picked up.
Okay, what's Nesera now?
The National Economic Security Reformation Act, I believe
Whoa.
It is.
Whoa.
And that has been sort of in the works for decades already.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that it's...
What does it do?
It sort of revamps everything. I think you're going to have like a jubilee for the debt, for instance. You're going to have everybody going back towards constitutional aspects of the way it was intended to be written, you know, the original aspects of
right,
the Constitution
right, sure.
versus this living Constitution type
So
thing.
A judiciary change in the and interpretation of law,
yeah,
the rule of law.
Going back to the more of a purist of how the Founding Fathers meant it to be.
Right.
And that's for individual, you
so
know,
you
the
think
power
that's,
of the
you
individual.
Think that's changed a lot?
No, but I think
mean
that if Nesera becomes activated, and it may not go by that name, it may have another name. But
right,
if
but
it,
that was like 20 years
yeah,
ago.
That was
is it a good
now.
Thing or a bad thing?
Right. Back, but it, back, if, it, yeah. if it does happen, and I think the two telltale signs of that would be whether or not we're following what the Founding Fathers intended the Constitution to be, and two, whether you're going to have a jubilee on the debt.
You know, what do you mean jubilee on the debt?
Just debt forgiveness of the
debt forgiveness, like they did in what the Denmark they did
right
the debt forgiveness
yeah.
one of
yeah.
those Scandinavian countries
right
they
cool.
forgave all the debt for all the mortgages
wow
right so
yeah.
that and that's when the bankers become exposed so to speak and they will be no more central banks no more what you call debt with interest.
Well, you know, Cliff High, I don't know if any of you, either of you have ever followed Cliff High. He's a really interesting dude, and I was listening to Cliff High not long ago, and he was talking about every 50 to 70 years, currencies collapse. And the last time our currency collapsed was from in the 70s from the gold standard.
Right,
and
right.
we're at that point now when this currency is about to collapse.
Right. And when that happens, I think there's going to be a revamping of world currencies as far as what's backing the currencies,
right.
whether it be gold
right.
again.
So we can get real receipts?
Yeah, are we going back to the gold standards? Or this brings up your conspiracy theory stuff about the secret societies, whether they have enough gold and precious metal to back up any world or government, world
well,
government
a lot of the
currency.
Guys are going to Bitcoin type
yeah.
Currencies, cryptocurrencies, because
right.
these guys are
the
big
cashless
on
economy, so to speak. Yeah. The thing is, the cashless economy is that it's until they can, work it out better, I think it's still a lot of abuse that can be generated there and control by governments if you do a cashless society. So there's too much advantages to be abused, so to speak, you know.
Well, that makes sense, because what I read the other day was that if they cut the income tax, that by 2021 there would be no SSI for people with disabilities, and by 2023 there would be no Social Security for those of us that have paid into it forever.
Right. So the thing to watch out for too is the free energy power, generation stuff, whether or not those things will start coming online. Because once you start seeing those come online, then you know we are heading in a whole different paradigm. And we are going to the fifth dimensional type society.
Well, that's all part of the ascension. So all these are imminent, you know, events. I mean, they were there before. Right. And as we embrace, especially now Tesla, right, you know, we're getting back on the Tesla road here.
0 point energy and all that.
Yeah. And it's something that we can celebrate because, like, you know, we always mention, you know, everybody's going through it. Everybody's, you know, in the ascension process. And the best thing that you can think of in the ascension process is to be holding hands with somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what family's all about. And
it's a unity principle.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
Absolutely. And
you can't get to the fifth dimension without a unity principle.
Right, right. And that's this oneness.
Yeah.
And it, you know, where our hospitality here, brother me, sister me, you know, communicate that. And you know, it's something that, you know, when you stateside folks come here or Asians come here, they get overwhelmed by the hospitality. You know, it's there was a business guy that was talking to me, you know, about he had some new people coming into the place and they were kind of uptight, right? And I said, well, do you have any Chamorro people working in your shop? And he goes, yeah. And I says, well, give them, you know, $500 every Friday to go get food and barbecue and tell these people to show up. And so I guess he's been doing that. I said, you know, I saw his new barbecue grill, you know. So I'm going, all right, you know, this is, I mean, that's the key, you know, because these guys come in, they stumble around, and they start eating some Kelleguin, you know. And then the next thing you know, they're going, oh, my gosh, you know, where did this come from, right? You know, and they're, you know, munching on some banadu, right, you know. And yeah, no, and that's real here. We're talking about Guam, you know, Dion. One of the interesting things about Guam is we skip the fourth dimension because there's no time. And then we look at the hospitality, right? And so Steve and I are sitting here with you, Dion, and we're saying, okay, now, to the world, right? To the world, what is it that is going to give you the quickest revelation, Steve's word, about being in the fifth dimension? And the easiest way to do that to me, personally, okay, as that's all I can express, is through kissing. When you kiss and you take your time and use your detail about what you're feeling and what's going on, you're there in the fifth dimension. Now, is that a nice place to be?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Because you see throughout all our history, all these things that happened because of a kiss. You know, we mentioned the Matrix. We mentioned Sleeping Beauty. We mentioned, you know, Snow White. It just goes on and on and on, these stories.
Yeah, and I'd like to back up what Rand is saying about the kiss, because the kiss really is a tool. That tool is to get you in touch with your awareness, your essence of who you really are, because that essence is in the fifth dimension.
Right.
So once you're in touch with that essence, you are
that's who you are
in the fifth dimension.
Right.
So kissing, like Rand says, is a very, very good tool to bring you to the now moment. And that now moment gets you in touch with your essence, because the essence is only in the now moment.
Right.
So what is it that is the essence there? So it's not who you think you are as far as your thoughts and who you think you are, your body through body identity, you know, but it's that awareness that is thinking those thoughts.
Right.
It's that awareness that is inhabiting
to come
your,
to that,
your skin suit, revelation. So to speak.
Yeah.
You know, that is putting the energy out to form your body.
Right.
That is your template, your soul, your essence that is putting out that energy. And to be in touch with that is the whole purpose of religion and spirituality.
Right. But have it to the point of where it really frees you. Right. It's not still holding on to your ego, and that seems to be what we all people always say. Well, you know, I'm having a hard time with organized religion, and the reason why oftentimes is because it's trying to hold on to your ego, right? You know that you're not quite good enough yet to be in higher consciousness. You know, we're not quite good enough. You have to stay in ego here because we need, you know, to keep us going. We need this.
Well, to live in the 3D universal law aspect, you need a sort of an ego of some kind to live in 3D. Now, the point is there, I don't like to, I know there's certain thought out there where you need to destroy your ego or get rid of your ego.
Well,
I prefer to look at it as embracing your ego.
No, I understand.
Yeah, into I like that.
To where it is a part of you.
Well, when you define, see, the way I see it in my higher consciousness is that Rand is theater. You know, the ego is gone. But Rand and how I present myself, my costume, how I walk, how I talk is all theater that's coming from my higher conscious, but it's defined by my higher consciousness. Mm-hmm. So if you want to call that ego, you know, fine and dandy, but it's theater. It's all theatrics. And that theatrics is what gives me that ability to see what and how the best way to make people pleased when I'm in their presence.
To navigate 3D.
Yeah, to navigate 3D. But it's all, it's not ego, because ego wouldn't work. You know,
ego is really just a...
Well, I mean, how we define it.
Yeah,
I mean, for myself personally. So I just see it as theater.
Perceptual thoughts
is
what it is.
Yeah, well, it's perceptual thoughts.
From birth.
I understand. Yeah. But and I sense that, and I know what it is, and I know how I got to where I am to see that and to realize that. And that's my revelation, is that I know this third dimensional realm is going to get the yin and yang. It's going to get the whole ball game. And my presence in this is theater. It's like a teacher setting up a classroom. It's like delivering. What is it you're going to deliver? How are you going to talk to people? How are you going to be in that sense?
Because your soul is learning something here in 3D.
No, absolutely.
So it's setting up that theme, theme aspect of the soul.
Right, that's the ascension.
The lessons that you need to learn.
And that's the ascension.
From this 3D dimensions.
Right. But it's being
it's interesting, too. I'm reading this really wonderful book, and it's about the dream. And we are the dream, and we're the dreamers of the dream. So as we're... Did you guys see Inception? Did both of you see Inception?
Yeah, I carry around a token all the time.
Yeah. So, you know, we're in the deepest dream. We're in the deepest dream. And our higher selves are in a little... are in the intermediate dream. And then the dreamer that we are all a part of. We are all one with the dreamer. When we are one with the dreamer, we're not separate. So we don't feel the separation of the dream, of the level of the dream that we're in.
Right. Your dreamer is like, you know, as Steve was mentioning earlier, you know, that's your unity principle. You know,
the unity principle, the thing about the dreamer, when the dreamer created reality, the dreamer, back before there was any movement, back before the dreamer started to create the dreamer is the luminous essence. The dreamer is love and light and all of those things. But as she got deeper and deeper into the dream, as the dreamer dreamed in the lower frequencies, because of polarity, the darkness was born, and the dreamer didn't understand the darkness.
No,
and
the bliss. That's leaving the garden.
Right, that's leaving the garden.
Right.
The dreamer has never left the garden.
No, because the dreamer is the garden.
The dreamer created us with two ends.
Right.
The two polarities.
Right.
So that when we go back to the dreamer, when we go home,
right,
we can show the dreamer what the other polarity was.
Well, we can show the dreamer that we're ready for bliss. You know, we had enough of this this third dimensional agony and ecstasy thing. So let's just get into bliss. And that's where the fifth dimension is.
Well, absolutely.
And that consciousness.
And to get even deeper than that, if you really want to boil it down to a root cause, so to speak, the dreamer is consciousness.
Yes.
We are all consciousness.
Right.
Even atoms in third dimensions have a consciousness.
Yeah, we're all one with the universe, and that's what we are, the alien.
Right.
But you got to understand, at our level of the dream, in the third dimension, there's no way we can understand or fathom the 8th and 10th and 12th dimensions because we're not there.
Okay, so I got one for you.
But we are connected to that because we are connected to the dreamer that dreamed them all.
Dion, you know what a quasar is?
Very good,
Dion. Yeah.
You know what a quasar is, right?
Uh-huh.
What's a quasar?
It's one of those, a quasar is a beam.
A quasar is the brightest thing in the universe.
Yeah, like it's a beam.
From the sun?
But it sends out a beam. Sends out
It does. Yeah. It sends it out. Where does it send it out? What is it that sends it out? It's a black hole. The quasar is a black hole. And I'm explaining this to my four-year-olds after we watched the wonderful, wonderful outer space fantastic show, you know, that is put on by astrophysicists, you know, and in these astrophysicist cosmos, you know, an unbelievable scene of what black holes and this thing. So a quasar, it has this tremendous black hole that's sucking in all this light. And the same time it's sucking in all this light, it's emitting all this light. Brightest thing in the universe. From our sun out to Pluto, hundreds of billions of stars is how bright this thing is, the quasar. Now, the interesting thing on that horizon, as much as it pulls in, it's shooting out. And so I asked my little four-year-olds, I go, hey, how does it do that? What is, you know, because we've been studying this, how does it do that? And this little girl raises her hand and goes, oh, Mr. Kaufman, it's breathing.
Yeah. Wow.
So Tyson, so we called up Tyson, right? And say, hey, Tyson, my kid figured it out. The quasar is breathing. Yeah, you know, I mean, breathing in and breathing out. You know, breathing in and breathing out. Yeah, no, it's what it is. I mean, you know, you see these things in the universe that we realize we're part of. You know, I mean, we're light, we're energy, and this is this constantness.
So the only question I need to ask you and Dione is, and we've covered this before. Knowing all of this sort of concept, metaphysical concept, how can a person apply these things in his daily life?
But by being the most service for as many people as possible by what it is that they have and their capabilities and their resources is the key to the ball game. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time. You got to do everything you possibly can to help as many people as possible get through this.
In other
absolutely
words, be of service.
Be of service. Help as many people as you possibly can to get them up into a higher state of consciousness, and you can only do that by chopping the wood.
Let
carrying
me ask
the water.
You and Dione. Then you have a person, and this is very prevalent now in this time of COVID, who are very depressed, and they are very what you would call poor me.
Right.
Permanent martyrs, permanent victims.
Right.
How do you get them out of that state?
By doing the spark, by doing our script, the following Einstein's three things: free them from fear and pain, make them socially acceptable, and have them realize they're psychologically transcending through this
but
exercise.
But how? By talking to them? How?
Oh, yeah, you talk to them.
By giving them things?
You introduce yourself, and then you explain who you are in higher consciousness, and you give yourself a name, John St. Edward, right? And then you ask them what would they like to name their higher consciousness. And if they want to use the same name, then you say, okay, Saint Fred or Saint Sally. And then you ask them, you explain what higher consciousness is. You live forever. You have all the knowledge of the universe. You live in truth. There's no gender. We're all equal. We're surrounded by... But let me just finish. Yeah. And so in that, you're defining what higher consciousness is. And then from there, you go to the second part, and that's where you get rid of their ego, because you ask them, what's the mother of your great-grandmother on your mother's side of the family? And if they know her name, then you go, well, what is her mother's name? name. And they'll say, no, I don't know that. Well, the ego, 4 or 5 generations, nobody's know who you are, anything about you, or anything you've ever done. So that solidifies that part. Then you go to the ascension part. Everything that happens to you, St. Edward ascends. Everything. Because in this polarity, good or bad, love, hate, pro-choice, pro-life, that's natural. That's Mother Nature. So you have to realize, as St. Edward does, that this is an ascension, because you're learning the lesson. These things are going. So you are St. Edward having the human experience of Steve. And these bad things that happen to you are all a hallelujah for St. Edward, because it's just a human experience, as crazy as. The worst thing that can happen to a person is their child dying. That's the worst thing that can happen. And yeah. to take that point and to make it so that becomes a hallelujah is a stretch. But that, in actuality, in that higher consciousness, that's exactly what it is. And then you get to the point of where the higher consciousness, St. Edward's, demands that you eat well, that you get enough sleep and you exercise, because St. Edward's wants to ascend as high as possible from the experience of Steve Ulloa.
Right.
And then people flip on it. And they go, wow, I never thought about it that way. This is the response we get. Wow, I never thought about it that way. Yes. So let's be who we really are. And then if people have a problem with it, you can always say, well, are you Catholic? Yeah. Well, what's your confirmation name? They've already done it to you. Right. They just never worked it.
So, Dayuna, do you agree with what Ran is saying there about using that sort of skill sets or tools? Do you have another skill set or tools that you could throw in there other than Rand's thing, which is the confirmation thing, which I think is very effective, especially on this island?
I think it's very effective. I like Rand's thing. Yeah. It's not how I approach things.
Yeah. How would you do it?
But I do like it. I think it's a very precise way to do it. So, I just tend to be more in the moment and not have a set thing, because I'll just start talking to people and I tell them, you know, we just get into a conversation, and then, you know, I tell them whatever I'm reading at the moment.
Yeah. I sort of agree with both of you, because
the fact that the energy is shifting and we're all shifting and we're raising in consciousness and the frequency of the planet's changing, and that you know, that love is the key. Love is the key.
Right.
You know, that there's no, you know, that I go into the fear and love thing, you know, and that, you know, if you look, you know, at what you're thinking, is it fear-based or love-based? How does it make you feel?
Right.
Bottom line is, how does it make you feel?
Right.
Are you feeling really good? Are you feeling really loved?
Right.
Because when
you're...
your feelings really will tell you if you got it. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm just talking about people who are really depressed and are feeling
the poor meaning of suicidal thought. Sure.
And I think you guys are hitting it on the head there, because you're looking at tools you can use to utilize to bring these persons' emotions up or to make them realize something. And that realization is the whole point of starting to move them into that energy where they will get out of that rut, so to speak.
Right, absolutely. Right.
So, you know, if you ask me, it's a bunch of tool set, but I think the key here is in the moment. You have to, like Dayuna is saying, feel where you need to go. Like Rand may feel it by bringing up the confirmation. Maybe the guy is into that or needs that. Dayuna may bring up something else, because she may feel that they need something else. And that
I have a church one, and then I have a government one.
Right, so that's what I was trying to say, because there are different tool sets for different responses
audiences.
For different audiences.
Right,
right. Exactly.
Well, I really like the healing code. You know, that's another one that I tell people about.
Dayuna, I do that Joel Ray. That Joel Ray is very powerful, you know, where you just put your hand up, God, you know, if you want to use Jesus Christ or Meshesama, and you just, you know, put 5 minutes in the front and 10 minutes in the back, you know, if you got a backache. But I got a smooth job. We got these pregnant teenagers, you know, they're so cute. And that we say this, and they look at me and go, says, well, man, just tell them to toughen up. You know, and so there's words from babes, you know, babes having babes, right? Just toughen up, you know, what's your problem, right? You know, and they're so cute, because, you know, they're a creator, you know, the baby's inside of them, you know, and they're in the moment to the max because of their experiences going on. Yeah, no, it's very powerful. The only thing that you always have to remember, folks, is you got to come up with something. Right, Steve? You got to have your own, whatever technique you use. I mean, we got the hotline, right?
I mean, it could be even just as simple as just not even saying anything, but just to start to resonate with that person.
Right.
Be in the same energy to let them know that you are at their level.
Right.
And that you can feel with them and just give them unconditional love.
Right. Well, what we do at a smooth job when people are leaving, you know, and they have already signed up and they're registered with us, we said, look, the deal with a smooth job is if you run out of gas or mangoes, give us a call. Right. That makes you family for sure, right? You know,
yeah.
Making sure you can supply those two. Dion, I got to jump in and finish these last our little moneymakers here, and then thanks for the call. Thank you.
Sure,
love. Guadzi.
Have a great month, and I hope we can get together next month.
Yeah, we'll be here, and then if not, you know, we'll just come down to Agatown, and we're gonna go toughen up. Okay.
All righty.
Guadzi, I
love you.
Talk
to you soon. Okay.
Esta.
Don't touch that dial. More stimulating talk is coming up on News Talk K57.
The food we eat, the lifestyle we live, and chemicals for our modern society are driving a global health crisis. Serious health problems are now at epidemic proportions on Guam. Over the past 10 years, health problems from cancer to Alzheimer's to diabetics, even autism, are all shown to be increasing at alarming rates, really impacting every family. With proper diet, nutrition, and an understanding of how the body works, we can minimize our risk, giving you the opportunity to live a healthier, happier, and longer life. At Island Strong, we provide the tools and resources to help you take charge of your own health. To find out more, visit islandstrong.com. Stop by our office next door to Megabyte in Timuning or call 648-9355 to speak to a wellness coach. Learn to live well with Island Strong. That's 648-9355. A Smooth Jaw Community School has listened closely to Superintendent John Fernandez's call to action and is committed to being an advocate for education. A Smooth Jaw offers a credit recovery program and an advancement program where students who are lacking credits or are interested in graduating early may attend a Smooth Jaw to gain those credits from a 6-year WASC accredited school that can transfer those credits into the student's district school. Parents, please check your child's counselor. Take control of your child's education by sending them to a Smooth Jaw to recover those credits that will guarantee the student will graduate with their class or graduate early. A Smooth Jaw is located in Agaña, next to the Attorney General's old office building at 297 West O'Brien Drive in a 3-story blue building. Call 475-9276 for more information. That's 475-9276. Folks, you want to go down to Jeff's. What you do when you get there, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., to 6 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. What you're going to see is a banner. The number on the banner is 789-8646. A great variety of food. Unbelievable, folks. We'll see you there. So, Steve, we're into our last minute here. Thanks for this. This is a good show. Yeah. Our words of wisdom, trying to get people to wake up. I mean, it's real. And this ascension, what we're going through with this virus, is a big part of it.
I think the whole message and impetus behind this is awakening from fear to love.
Right.
And going into that unity principle. Because once you start moving away from fear and into love, guess what that does to your immunity system?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It really, really amps it up.
Yeah, big time. What we're saying now is be safe. Everybody says that.
Yeah.
Be safe, be love.
Yeah.
Be safe, be love. And it's there for us. You know, love is free. And, you know,
it's in you already.
Yeah, it's who you are. Remember, you came from a kiss. And that's, of course, the hallelujah of where we are as humans on this planet. We just have to rise into the fifth dimension and be who we really are. Now, folks, you got a mantra. That mantra will take you there. The only thing you have to do is chant it in your mother's tongue. Love, 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 love. Guaidza, 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 guaidza.
Exercise your brain. Stimulate those waves. KTUM AM. Hagatnya Guam. News Talk. K57. News Talk. K57.